Phone Boy Speaks, episode 426, Flappy Fakes.
As you've undoubtedly heard by now, the original Flappy Bird was removed from the various app stores that are out there. And it's because the creator felt that the game was too addictive and you know, the reaction he was getting was not to his liking, and it was a little too overwhelming for him. So he said, well, I'm just removing it. Well, so what's happened, of course, to fill in the void is that there's been a lot of clones of Flappy Bird. And of course, you know, Flappy Bird's just this game where you're flying a bird between, you know, between two pipes, essentially. And it's kind of like a maze. But you tap on the screen to get the bird to fly up, and it's got gravity that it constantly brings it down. So, and it can be frustratingly difficult to play. I'm personally, okay with it. It's kind of a zen thing for me, I guess. Sometimes I'm good and sometimes I'm not so good, and that's just that. So, so there's been a lot of clones of it. I think my favorite so far is actually the one that Sesame Workshop did. It's called Flappy Bert. So it's a bird that's carrying around Bert from Sesame Street as he, and you're essentially trying to navigate through the same pipes, and you know, and of course, he sounds like Bert, you know, that's what he does. And so it's a neat little game. I find that game, you know, just as difficult, actually. And it works in any web browser, which is also very cool. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes if you haven't already seen it. But something else that's happening, unfortunately, is that a lot of people have missed out on the Flappy Bird craze. And so, of course, people are trying to sideload it from various places. Because on Android, you can certainly do that. You really can't do it on iOS unless you jailbreak. But what's happening is that something else is coming along for the ride here. It's malware. So there's actually reports of people attempting to sideload what they think is the original Flappy Bird, but it has malicious code that comes along for the ride. And so that causes all kinds of issues. What I saw in the Windows Phone Store was so Flappy Bird was never officially released in the Windows Phone Store, but there's a couple of different clones of it that have now popped up in the Windows Phone Store. I don't know that they're malicious necessarily, but certainly they've capitalized on it. And I found, you know, that's one problem I have with this. I've noticed it with the Windows Phone Store. It may happen in the Android store and to a lesser extent with Apple, but there's a lot of fake games that, you know, that have, you know, like have somebody's name or whatever. That's one of the things that, you know, if the app store is properly policed, then people's intellectual property isn't violated as easily. I guess I should say I've seen it happen in the Apple store too, with things like Pokemon, which, Nintendo has never released on iOS, but at least, the worst that can happen with an iOS app that comes from the app store is that it crashes or it displays lots of ads or whatever. It's probably not going to do anything to your phone. Whereas on Android, in order to sideload, well, you have to turn off one of the protections that's there. And once you give the app permissions, it's game over, as it were. So anyway, you have to be kind of careful with these things. There are some usable clones on Android that are worthwhile if you want your Flappy Bird fix. If you don't have the original, I have it on my iPhone, and I still play it, and there's, as I say, there's Flappy Bird, and there's Flap Out Bird or whatever. There's just, you know, as I say, some plenty of clones, and so I'm sure you can find one, but just be careful about sideloading because you're not quite sure what you might be getting along for the ride, as it were.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.